This is episode number 2232 of the Who Cares News for Friday, June 17th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow. Brad and Gwynny.
Wow.
They sat down together recently and told each other that they still love each other.
Still?
So much.
They used to love each other?
Well,
I didn't. Refresh my memory.
Well, they aren't getting back together like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, they were together? What did I miss?
They were together from 94 to 97. They were engaged.
No, that was before Jennifer Aniston? No, it can't be.
Yeah, it was before.
No, because Jennifer Aniston was on... Oh, yeah, I guess so. Friends was 95 to 2000.
It was before.
Okay. Oh, well, I didn't know that. And that's interesting. Both of them have been on Friends, right? They did guest spots.
Yes.
Did Goop do a guest spot on Friends?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Maybe not. Brad did. That was hilarious.
Yes. So this was tough on Gwyneth's father because, you know, Brad and Bruce, they bonded over
there. Oh, they bonded.
So Gwynny says, everything works out.
Everything works out.
You know, she married a rock star and, you know.
Everything works out. I think I can do a better Gwyneth than you can. Everything works out. It does. Did you see my kitchen?
Well, she said she finally found the Brad she was supposed to marry.
Husband now is Brad Falchuk. Yep, Brad. Yep.
The interview was for the Goop Father's Day Guide.
Of course it was. And oh, by the way, this Brad was a drunk, so she didn't want him anyway.
Oh,
you know. Goop, I mean, he was a drunk.
So this includes a $2,250 button-down cashmere shirt. That brand
a cashmere had, brand, shirt.
Brad had a hand in creating.
Who wants? Oh man,
this is for the Goop Father's Day.
Oh man, yeah, $2,200 shirt. What man's gonna want a $2,200 shirt? B, made of cashmere.
Well, this is the Goop site. So what would you expect?
Guys that go to the Goop site just want the sex toys. That's all. That's all we're interested in. Show us the sex toys. Show us the cheap ones. We're not interested in the expensive ones. That's just ridiculousness right there.
Well, you can go down to the local store and get the
local
cheap.
Store?
There are no cheap sex toys.
Well, I don't know anything about them. I don't buy them.
Well.
You've window shopped? Is that what you're saying?
There are no cheap sex toys.
That's all you're saying. Okay. Right.
At least for good ones.
Oh my God, I'm just amazed that I don't remember they were together.
Really,
I really don't.
I mean, it was
like I don't remember Brad Pitt having any kind of relations with anybody publicly till he and Jen got married, and then it was him and Angie, and now nobody. But maybe it's just me. I'm not an expert on this stuff. I don't know.
Huh. Every once in a while, it kind of surprises me when I find out. Like, Jennifer Grey was engaged to Johnny Depp for a little while.
Oh, that's weird.
I did not know that until this whole thing was going on.
Wow.
Yeah. It just doesn't match at all.
Well, I'm glad they still love each other. That's so sweet.
Oh, yeah. That's so adorable.
Sweet. Adorable. Adorbs.
Adorbs. They're friends and stuff. Well, Post Malone confirmed in an interview this week that he writes a good portion of his songs.
Oh, yeah?
He does. While he's on the toilet.
At least he's being honest. I love
that
about him.
Well, Post.
Does he go by Posty? I want to say he goes by Posty.
Or Post Toasties?
Post Toasties. I don't know. You know, I haven't seen him in a while. He was doing those weird Bud Seltzer commercials for a while. Then he did Tostitos, right? He did Tostitos commercials.
Well, yeah. He discussed many topics, most notably his daughter, his fiance.
But nothing about the tats on his face.
What he does for fun.
Okay.
But he was especially enthused to share this tidbit about his creative process. Like he says, no one wants to come and talk to you while you're taking a... poop.
Yeah, no one does. No, you know what? It's like they don't even want to be close to the door.
No. No. Nope.
In my house, we turn up our YouTubes. So, I kid you not. There's all YouTubes, Reels, TikToks. I hear all kind of stuff on the other side of that door. Tell you what.
It's called the listening room.
It is the listening room. Now it's the writing room, apparently. Well, you know, you, in the old days, did you went in and you might have had a magazine, but you never went in with pen and paper, a yellow pad. So now you got your phone and you start typing stuff in a memo to yourself.
A long time ago in a land far, far away called Texas, a person I used to do the transcription for.
Yeah.
We'd always see him walk down the hall. He'd transcribe these, you know, or he'd give reports by tape. But he would take a newspaper, a tablet, and his tape recorder into the bathroom.
Oh, the tape recorder's
bad. And he'd
be
there for a long time. So with the tape recorder, you know, and then I'd be listening to it later.
And it'd be all echoey.
Man.
And would you hear the extra stuff that was going on in the background?
Occasional flush. All right. Yeah, super fun.
It's
all right.
Starting to make me creep. I'm a little cringe now about Post Malone. And I love his music, but I'm like going like...
Well, he says there's no substitute for solitude when creating.
Well, that is true. That is true.
So you'll think about this next time you're listening to him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he said he actually wrote 30% of his albums and 60% of his lyrics
have
been completed while on the can.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So Posty is only 26?
I know. He's young.
So far has several number one albums.
No, he's huge.
So
he's
the stench huge. Is not affecting his
it's
success.
Obviously not. The stench is not. Oh, my God. I saw him not this last year, but not this last. I think it was a year ago, the Grammys, I think it was, and he kind of said when he was a presenter or something like that. He goes, "Auto-tune, it's my buddy."
Oh, at least he admits to it.
If it weren't for auto-tune, I would not be a hit.
I would like to hear myself with auto-tune, because even then, maybe my acoustics would be
better. You'd sound like that Cher song. All right. With our apologies, once again, to Halle Berry, more
Poor
Who Cares.
Halle.
On Monday, have a great weekend. And
that's all the news you could care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.